Sally Curtis.
Oh, Mrs. Campbell is expecting you. She's in the living room.
Thank you.
This is Sally Curtis.
How do you do?
I am all excited to meet such charm, such beauty, senorita. Well, where is your husband?
Well, was that strange? He was here a moment ago.
I will go look for him.
Oh, no, don't bother. He'll be back in a moment. Come, dear, and take off your hat. Going.
I can't go through with this. That's my fiancée.
Sally?
Yes.
Well, you can't go now, but Delphi might suspect something.
What are you doing to Elizabeth?
It's just a lover's spat.
A lover's spat? You will make up with Elizabeth. Kiss her. Isn't love a wonderful thing?
Sally, this is my husband.
Hello.
Come. We will drink to love.
Sally, don't misunderstand. It's all a mistake.
You bet it's a mistake, Jimmy Drake, and there's your ring.
Sally, she's not my wife.
I'm not interested in your private affairs. I know now why you had to work every night. It's too bad you weren't man enough to tell me.
What are you fellas trying to do to me?
Room service.
Can't do this to me. If I lose my cast, I'll sue him. If I lose my backer, I'll kill him.
Follies marks the beginning of a startling new era in the world of entertainment. For Ziegfeld Follies is music and magic, laughter, romance, and America's most beautiful girls. The Ziegfeld Follies is big beyond all comparison, spectacular beyond your most fantastic dreams. It is entertainment unequaled in the history of motion pictures, bringing to this theater the greatest assemblage of celebrated talent ever to appear in one show on stage or screen.
Here's to the beautiful ladies. Here's to those wonderful girls. Adele's and Molly's, Lucille's and Polly's. You find them all in the Ziegfeld Follies.
Thank you.
there. What do you think, Preston?
I don't believe that would work.
Oh, I think it would.
Oh, I think it would, too.
Oh, that's 2-1. Let's try it.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry.
Sorry, you lost, old man.
I don't think you
got to
tell.
Well, what I...
When you get into the scene,
yeah.
You see your...
Can I have your autograph?
No.
Okay.
From Hollywood. Camel Cigarettes presents The Ed Wynn Show.
I don't know.
I'll get your hat.
I don't need a hat.
I'll get your hat.
I'll do it without a hat.
I'll get... Lucille Ball! Lucy Ball! So glad to see you, Lucy. You know... Lucy, this is wonderful. I love you, you know, in your radio shows every Friday night. You know, the ones called My Favorite Husband. I love him. I love him. I...
No, I want you to sing, Babaloo, but... Wait. Do you ever see my show?
Yes, Ed. I
wasn't supposed to. You were supposed to know that, you know.
I see all of your shows, Ed, but you know the one I like the best, the one about silent television, the one you did with Buster Keaton?
Oh, did you really like that?
I loved it.
Oh, you mean the one where if the sound breaks down on the television set, they can still enjoy the picture?
That's the one, yes.
Oh, yes, that was great. You know, Desi, I want to tell you about it. You see, I did a scene with him, and this was one of the big scenes of all time. And would you like to do one like that?
Oh, I'd love to, Ed.
Would you?
I'd love to.
All right, we'll do a silent television show.
No, not yet. Just wait a minute. I'll tell you.
How soon do you think that will happen to radio?
But silent, you mean?
Yeah.
Well, soon. They're waiting on it now, you know.
Well, I'd love to do it.
You would love to do it. Well, I'd love to do it with you, and we'll do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
How would you like that, Desi?
Desi,
this is so silly what you're doing there. You'll ruin the whole show. It only lasts a half hour. Play those drums. They think it's some African show that... I'll tell you what you do, Lucille. You go ahead and get ready. And you... Look at the way he's laughing now. He's laughing. He should buy a ticket.
Look out.
smoking, greater smoking pleasure, try Philip Morris. Philip Morris, America's finest cigarette, presents the Lucille Ball, Desi Arnaz Show, I Love Lucy. Okay, boys, hold it, hold it. Hey, kids, come back. We want you to help us tell a very important story. Push that heart out of the way, will you? Fine. Now let's tell everybody how Philip Morris offers you an advantage no other leading cigarette can. It's because Philip Morris is made with DIGL, the scientific discovery that protects you from certain harsh irritants found in every other leading cigarette.
If it's Philip Morris, king size or regular, it's America's finest cigarette.
How about a good night cigarette, Ricky?
Thank you, Lucy. Nothing but the best, huh?
That's nothing but Philip Morris.
Sure tastes good. And you know something, Lucy? When you find a good thing, well, you kind of like to pass it along to your friends.
That means you. Have you tried a Philip Morris lately?
You'll love them. They're so smooth and mild, and they taste so good.
And most important, there's no cigarette hangover when you smoke Philip Morris.
That's right. That's what we say. You'll be glad tomorrow.
You smoke Philip Morris today. Please, Ricky.
Absolutely not. And don't try to twist me around your little finger.
If you love me, you would. You don't love me.
I do, too.
You do not. What's my next line?
This is where you ask the waiter for the menu.
Oh.
May I have the menu, please?
Oh, come on. I'm not kidding.
Let's try it again. Waiter, everyone will get home. Action.
Fran and Ethel should be here in a minute. Well, here they come now.
Ricky Ricardo, for the last time, are you going to let me be in that act or not?
No.
Hi.
Hi.
Come on, let's go home. I don't care.
We might as well go home if it isn't going to be fun.
I want you to see the new line of chorus girls.
Oh, on second thought, my dear, I don't want to spoil your evening.
Absolutely not. And don't try to twist me around your little finger.
If you love me, you would. You don't love me.
I do, too.
You do not. Would you get me... Thank you, please.
What are you doing here?
What's all the excitement about? Look, I just came over to find out if you're going to be on the show.
Well, couldn't it wait until later?
¿No te das cuenta que estamos trabajando aquí nosotros todos los días? Tenemos que estar en una televisión. Toda la semana tenemos que hacer el show. Usted se mete aquí y lo interrumpe todo exactamente.
Oh, then you are going to be on the show. Desi, it's such a simple thing.
Ricky, are you still mad? Ricky, talk to me. Are you still mad?
No, dear. Let's just forget it.
I can't forget it until I know you still love me.
I love you.
If you love me, you'll give me a great big kiss.
This is going but far But I have to know tonight. Look, if you just promise me you'll come on the show, then I can be right on my way.
Action.
Ricky, aren't you finished yet?
What are you talking about? I just got here.
Haven't you even taken your shower?
Uh-uh.
Oh, I'll turn it on for you. You're going to be late. Say, listen, you ought to talk to Fred about that shower. You know, it stays cold for the longest time, and then it suddenly changes to scalding.
I know.
Yes!
Oh, no! That's the dirty
easiest trick I ever heard of. You might have known I'd be in there. Honey, where's the spore session?
The spore session. Desi, why do you have to spread the Sunday papers all over the living room?
That's the only way I can read it.
Look, dear, isn't this cute?
Yeah, real cute. Lucy! Again? We already done that bit.
Relax, this is for Eve Arden's new baby.
Oh. Telephone, dear.
I'm knitting.
So I'm reading.
Well, somebody's got to answer it.
You're closer to it.
Not now, I'm not.
Hello? Who? What? Hey, just a minute, please.
Who is it?
I think it's somebody from a bakery.
A bakery?
Yeah, a guy called Solomon. Ed Solomon.
Ed Solomon?
He says he's selling toast in this part of the town.
Let me take it. Hello. Well, hello. It's Ed Solomon of Toast of the Town.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, how have you been, Ed? We were just sitting around home. We're not doing
very much. It's sure nice talking to you, Ed. Sure. You want to come over and visit us? Wonderful.
Not
sure, right away. Sure. Where are you?
No.
You're at the gas station. Well, we'll see you in a couple of minutes, Ed. Okay.
Not
bye.
Now. Ed. Oh, Ed. What's the matter with you? We don't want him to see the house looking like this.
What's the matter with it? It looks fine to me.
For heaven's sake.
Honey, why don't you let him see us the way we really are? You know, natural, with no pretense.
The show is called The Toast of the Town, not Crumbs of the Town. Are you nervous?
Nervous? Why should I be nervous? Are you nervous?
No.
No.
Something you wanted to say to us?
Yeah, but I'm so winded.
You know, I thought when you came out of New York, I'd love to have you on Toast of the Town.
You'd like us to take a bow from the audience?
Sure, honey, that's what he means.
Oh,
sure.
No. I want to do the whole show about you too.
About us? Oh, my heavens, Jesse, did you hear that? Ed, did you hear? Oh, you told me, yeah. Toast of the Town and the whole slice about us.
You know, do you take the highlights of your career, the way you started in movies, then the way you met and got married, then television?
Yeah, you mean all the high dramatic points.
What sort of points?
High dramatic.
On our show, it's Merkomatic.
Merkomatic! Oh, that's funny, honey! He's a funny man!
And look, people say he never laughs.
Yes!
But, you know, now to discuss it, if we could only start off with that first film you ever made. You know the
film?
You
mean the
final film?
Uh-huh. I got it right here in the house. Would you like to see it?
Oh, that'd be just wonderful.
Yeah.
Okay, ready to go.
Okay,
oh, fine,
dear.
But first, could I have a cigarette?
Oh, right here, Ed.
Oh.
And as you can tell from that camera, there are just thousands and thousands of people here at this fantastic opening at the Pantages Theater. Now, if you can look around, you'll see, I think, more people than I have ever seen at any premiere in Hollywood. And I would like to tell you that this is my 100th premiere.
Okay. Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz standing off stage.
Okay.
Just back from Del Mar. And here she is, the world's greatest handicapper.
Hi, Larry.
Hi, darling. Hi, Desi.
Hi, Larry. Glad to see you.
Good to see you. Well, it certainly is a night of nights here, isn't it, Desi?
It sure
is.
It's
the greatest.
It's the greatest.
It's the greatest.
We're so excited about it.
Judy and James and George Cukor and everybody else in this picture are going to take all of the
Academy Awards.
Academy Awards that they have.
I think you're right.
I'm sure of it.
All hilarity breaks loose as we hit the road in a blaze of glorious matrimony. There's nothing like travel to bring two people closer together, especially when you meet other people like Kin and Wynn and Marjorie Maine and a mob of other merry characters. Most of the time, I'm in hot water. But as for Lucy, she's got every situation well in hand.
Take it easy. Slowly. Stop.
Friends, we hope that when our new MGM Technicolor picture, the long, long trailer, comes to your town, you'll go to see it.
We had a lot of fun making it, and I think you'll enjoy seeing it.
Anyway, we sure hope you do.
Panel, as you know, in the case of our mystery celebrity, we get right down to the general questioning, which we will begin with Miss Dorothy Kilgallen.
Are you in the world of entertainment?
Grab it.
What? What did you say? What did it say?
I asked the same question, Miss Dorothy. That was Martian talk. It means yes.
Are you in what might be termed show business rather than the athletic world?
Reindendorf and Skyboing.
Yes, too.
That means yes.
Have you ever been on television?
Gleekendorf and Treaty Sack.
That means indubitably.
Do you do anything in addition to straight acting, such as comedy, singing, dancing, or playing a musical instrument?
Golf and tapping.
This means yes. Oh, thank you.
Well, do you sing?
One down and nine to go. That was a no, Mr. Allen.
Are you a man?
It's medical and dying boy, ain't CD.
That means no. Two down and eight to go, Miss Preston.
Gravity on the Treadle by the Cran Band.
Welcome, Captain.
You are therefore a woman. Correct.
Very good, Miss Arlene.
Are you a leading woman rather than a character actress?
It's a Moo.
Huh?
As I remember, Moo was yes a few questions ago.
I'm having a little trouble here. Yes?
Yes. You say you have appeared on television indubitably. Does that mean that you are seen quite a lot on television?
Crying song.
That means yes.
Yes? Do you have your own show on television?
Langendorf and Geisy.
I take it there are three. No.
Well, Flagstaff is too.
Do you have somebody with you on television?
Yes.
Does that mean?
Right.
Right?
Rabbit.
Yeah, that's, yeah.
Have you been in, well, certainly the top 10 or 15 in television shows?
And I ein Block zum beim Siegertum Geist. And Fluch and Dice.
Who do you think it is?
Phelan? It certainly is. Lucy.
That's wonderful, isn't it? What? To hear somebody like Miss Lucille Ball come and say that she was so nervous she almost didn't have a voice left.
No.
I suppose that's one reason why you're such a fine artist, because you do have the humility to be, and I use the word in its best sense, to be a little bit nervous.
Thank you.
But I also know that you're in New York with other interests than television and your picture, and I figured that was something probably you would rather talk about than me talk about.
Well, it's certainly a very exciting 10 days that we are embarked upon. Sort of half over. I think we're going to make the grade. I think we're going to get home all right. But New York after 4 years, wowee! I just want to say one thing. The Heart Fund needs your help. Help your heart. Help the Heart Fund. Please. Good night, everyone.
Very succinctly put. Thanks very much for being here.
Hi.
Hi.
We came back to ask you if you wouldn't help some people who need help very badly.
We're talking about more than 500,000 people in the United States who are suffering from cerebral palsy.
More than 200,000 of them are children.
Cerebral palsy is caused by damage to certain cells in the motor centers of the brain. And the people who suffer from it may have difficulty in walking, speaking, using their hands, all the things that you and I take for granted.
These people need very special care and treatment with expensive equipment and highly trained personnel. If they can get this help, many of them can overcome their handicap. At least in part. Won't you give them a chance?
If you'd like to help, send your contributions to Cerebral Palsy, care of your local postmaster.
The name of our picture is Forever Darling, a love story about two people who have found complete understanding in marriage.
And you snore.
Well, I'll let you in on a little secret. So do you.
I do not. And you suck your teeth all the time. And you talk with your mouth full. You don't know how those things can get on a person's nerves. Sometimes I think I'll scream.
Go ahead and scream.
I will not.
Now, don't get the wrong idea. Everyone knows I love Lucy. But can you imagine having her along on a camping trip? Uh-oh, look out. She's a big help, especially when you want to set up a tent. But the beautiful scenery around Yosemite makes it a wonderful place for a second honeymoon.
Forever, darling, you will find me.
Lucy really needed this vacation. She had not told me, but she had gone to a psychiatrist. And you know Lucy, before she was finished, the psychiatrist had to go to a psychiatrist.
You see things?
I see an angel.
An angel? With wings?
Well, no. That is, I think it's an angel. It's only some sort of hallucination, of course.
Of course.
Of course. It was transparent at first. I could see right through it. But now it just looks like an ordinary man. Well, let me ask you something, Mr. Angel. If you're what you say you are, why do you look like James Mason?
Oh, do I look like James Mason?
You know you do.
So I look like James Mason, do I?
There are many moments like this in the picture. Now, believe me, he was a little dense.
Solo la persona estúpida que he conocido. Tú eres la persona más estúpida que he conocido en toda mi vida. Estúpida, la sala aquí con la...
If you're gonna bomb me out, bomb me out in English.
Gladly. Of all the stupid, half-witted imbecile that I have ever met. Half-witted people
that I... Never mind. Go back to Spanish.
I'm sure you know the stars of Forever Darling. The light of my life. I hope you know who this is.
The other fellow here is supposed to be an angel. I never see him, but Lucy tells me that he is in the picture. And here's my father-in-law. He takes after Lucy. Or is it the other way around? In our first movie for MGM, The Long, Long Trailer, we had a lot of fun. But we had even more fun making Forever Darling. I think that when you see it, you will know why.
Thank you very much for your wonderful applause. I might say that it has almost amounted to an ovation, and I'm very proud that you think enough of me and of our panel members to give me that kind of a reception when the show first starts. And I'm particularly happy that you're happy, because I have a one piece of news for you tonight that I didn't think you would be too glad about, which is that one of our panel members is not with us tonight. Faye Emerson is off on vacation. She'll be back in about 3 weeks. We are not quite sure. But I'm happy to say that to take her place on the show tonight, we have one of the great stars of motion pictures and of television, a very beautiful woman, a very dignified woman. No, she is. She's terribly dignified, and she's a very highly respected woman in her trade. She is a magnificent... to you. Everything I'm telling you is the truth. And she is a very well thought of mother and wife and a woman of great charm and great poise. And I know that you will be as thrilled as I am to know that it is none other than, I think over here, Miss Lucille Ball. Ah!
Desiderio Alberto Arnaz Ideacha III.
Thank you.
Good to see you. I love you, lovely people. We have so much fun watching you all the time.
Oh, good, good. So listen, panel, we've got an awful lot to do, and Desi and I have things to talk about. We want you all to get lost temporarily. You'll find a small, dark, damp closet outside. And meanwhile, Desi and I will talk. What do we talk about? Why don't we talk about your picture?
Oh, that's a very good idea.
When does it open here in New York?
It opens here tomorrow, Lowe's State.
Are you you and Lucy are going to go down and do a personal appearance with the picture?
Yeah, we're going to be there about 1:40 in the afternoon, then we're going to be there at 8 o'clock tomorrow night.
Boy, I would hate to be the usher in charge of keeping everybody in line.
Well, I hope you're right.
Now then, the panel is out. How about telling us, what is your secret for tonight?
Well, Gary, you know, Lucy's been playing tricks on me all these years.
Oh, sure, yeah.
On television, so, I thought I'd like to play a little trick on her tonight.
Good.
If it's all right with you, I told the rest of the panel what the secret was.
Oh, the other three know the secret.
Yeah, the other three know it. Everybody knows about Lucy. So they're going to kind of eliminate themselves out of the deal.
Pass.
You know? They're going to pass, you see.
Oh, right.
And then Lucy's going to be stuck with the whole...
evil husbandly love of this whole thing. Let's get the panel back in, then we'll find out what Desi's secret is. All right, panel, I'll tell you what. This concerns something that Mr. Oh, first of all, I didn't tell you the secret. So, Desi, you whisper the secret to me, huh? $60 down, and Lucy, you're on. It's up to you now to uphold the honor of the panel.
Is it something tangible? Keep right in there with that one, huh?
No.
Something tangible?
I don't think so. I don't think it's... What does it mean?
He does it because he likes to.
He just does it because he likes to.
Yeah.
That's correct. It should be very obvious, honey. Everybody knows what it's all about. I don't see why you don't know it.
Yes, I know, but they've played this game before. I don't know how to answer the question.
Well, why you come and sit on a panel if you don't know how to act? I mean,
because you told me to.
I told you to come and plug the picture, not to make a fool of yourself.
Well, if I happen to make a fool of myself in the middle of it, I can't help it. Forever, darling, forever, darling, forever, darling.
Now, you did that already. Now play the game. Be smart now. Up, up, everybody up.
Something, is it something soft and furry? Could he say something
soft?
Frangible.
Frangible? No. What is it? What did he say?
It's
something...
not tangible, so it can be soft and furry.
Oh, it's not tangible. Is it something, he has a secret, and it's something not tangible, and it's something that you love to do.
That's right.
Intangible.
That's right.
I love Lucy.
Yeah.
Talk to you now. Ricky will be home any minute, and I have a seal in the closet.
Lucy, what are you up to?
Well, I had a chance to get into show business, and I took it. Ricky, baby! Oh, honey, I'm so glad you're home. I missed you terribly today, darling. The house was so lonesome without you, sweetheart. You're the most wonderful husband in the whole world. Did you miss me today, Ricky?
See? Wait a minute. Wait a minute, Lucy. What have you done?
You're too suspicious. Now, I haven't done a thing.
Oh, Fred was going to carry one of them, but he didn't want to throw me off balance.
Well, honey, where is Fred?
He tipped the cab driver 10 cents by mistake, and he's trying to talk him out of it.
Fred, I'm in here.
Coming.
Hi.
Well, Fred, I didn't recognize you. How you've changed.
Yeah, well, it's the fresh air. You know, makes you feel like a new man.
Well, you look like a new man. Took off a little weight, put on a little hair.
Yeah.
That's my Freddy. He's my poopsie whoopsie.
Hey, you're right. He has changed.
All right, break it up. Let's not overdo it.
Returning from a wetback luau.
They'll never let him in.
Hey, hi, Ethel.
Hi.
Hey, what's this?
No, never mind that, dear. Just leave that in there.
Wait a minute.
Never mind that. Just leave it there.
Hey, what is that?
Look what I found. What is this?
What is it?
Yeah.
Drama Zuza Zilofonovich.
Oh, don't tell me you play that thing.
Well, I have taken a few lessons, yes.
Who from, a seal?
Yeah, I took lessons from a seal.
Yeah? Well, now let's hear you play it.
Oh, you don't want to hear me play it tonight.
Oh, go on, give us a
knows a tune.
Oh, no, I haven't got my music or anything.
Go ahead, thank you.
No, no. You don't want to hear me play, do you, Ethel?
Uh-huh.
This is the main studio of Desilu Productions. Just behind this door is the office of the president of Desilu Productions. And here, seated at his desk, we find the boss. Correction. This is the boss's boss, the vice president of Desilu Productions.
Hi, honey.
Oh, would you sit over there, dear? I'm busy.
Just a minute. This is my desk. It says here, president.
Well, if you want to get technical.
Buildings and the sound stages, but we acquire millions of feet of stock film suitable for backgrounds in our television shows, plus a huge property department and sets and costumes, well, all kind of assets that'll give our Westinghouse Desilu Playhouse great production values. That's where we made the Isle of Lucy shows, which were filmed in front of live audiences. You see, most of those sound stages are equipped with seats for just that purpose. And we plan to do our Lucy specials over there, see?
What a wonderful age we live in. Breakfast in Los Angeles and dinner in Paris. It's very exciting, isn't it?
Frankly, my business takes me to Paris twice a month, so it isn't very exciting for me. I get sick of flying.
Oh, so do I. It's just jet here, jet there. Here a jet, there a jet, everywhere a... It's a real drag, isn't it?
Would you care for some chewing gum?
Oh, no, thank you.
It's for your ears.
Oh, I forgot.
Does it really help?
You know, you need the pressure on your ears when you chew the gum.
Thank you. Boy, I hope they serve lunch pretty soon. I didn't have any breakfast this morning.
The bon voyage.
Oh, the boniest.
Yes, it is good.
Boy, I hope they serve lunch pretty soon. What's that?
A little turbulence.
Well, I guess a little turbulence never hurt anybody.
I think she's about right for the frame-up. Now, if I can just find a way to get her on the couch.
So far, he hasn't smelled a rat. And with his nose, that's surprising. Now, if I can just figure out some sly, subtle way to get him on the couch. Oh!
Why don't we sit on the couch and chat? There's nothing to be afraid of, except fear itself, or fear itself. They're not making cowards like they used to.
What was that?
What was what?
I just saw a flash of light.
That was me. I just blew a fuse. Huh? Okay, but what's the hurry?
I'm on my lunch hour.
Stand by for dessert. Oh, no, no, I can't take money for this sort of thing. My favorite redhead, Lucille Ball. Lucy, it's a pleasure to work with you. You always give such a brilliant performance.
Well, Bob, next to you, anybody would look good.
Something wrong with that line.
They laugh.
That's what I mean. Incidentally, congratulations on your new TV series.
Oh, thank you. I hope you'll watch. I'm on for Lever Brothers and General Foods.
Well, I can't tell you how thrilled I am that you're back on TV with a new series.
Well, thank you, but I didn't know my show meant so much to you.
Are you kidding? I never missed your show. I saw the first run, the reruns, and the re-reruns. You got more time on TV than stomach acid.
Me? You've been in television since the Flintstones were on live.
How can you forget those golden moments we shared together making Critics' Choice?
Well, I'll have to admit you were brilliant in the part of the drama critic.
You're avoiding the real issue. I noticed that you sent your bridegroom off the set when we were doing our love scenes.
Mm-hmm.
You should have let him stay. He might have picked up some of my technique.
That's why I sent him home.
Knowledge is a dangerous thing. Forgive me, but... What's your husband's name again?
Gary Morton. Bob, why is it you never remember another comedian's name?
You mean there are others? I thought there was just Hugh Downs and me. Lucy, what's it like being married to a comic?
Oh, I love it. But Gary's so hammy.
Well, what does he do?
The other morning he came down to breakfast and sat in my spotlight.
Thank you.
to England.
To England.
Oh, that's very touching. Do you always do that when you drink to England?
No, that's not for England. That's for heartburn. That stuff will kill you.
I see what you mean. Look at you. Shame. The famous Dr. Throckmorton, a drunken sot. Hold up in this place. What keeps you here, old man?
I am Pandaleo.
What was your question again, old boy?
I said, what keeps you here, but forget it.
You have gifts for Tandaleo.
You thieving wench, no.
You have gifts for Tandaleo.
I have nothing more but this gold watch.
Hold gifts for Tandaleo.
No, I'll not part with it for anything. It was given me by my grandfather when he left the British Museum. You can't have it, you wench. Nothing can make you forgive.
Oh, well, grandfather would understand.
Now, that's what I call a Timex.
Let's have a drink on that.
Yes. Oh, for heaven's sakes, look at you. Look at you. What a ghastly sight. Dr. Marion Throckmorton.
I beg your pardon. Marion is my brother. I'm Vivian.
Well, anyway, look at you, old man. What a terrifying sight. Once the foremost entomologist in the Royal Museum. Have you forgotten the vow you took to bring back the rare Guna butterfly?
It's just Guna butterfly now.
Guna?
Yeah, it's not half the butterfly it used to be.
The sound of the flapping wings of the Guna. I'll get it.
Oh, I do hope the poor beggar gets it. It could save his career.
Dino get Guna. Maybe Guna get him. Island strange place. Make man do strange things.
You shan't do to me what you did to poor old Throckmorton. You won't change me. I'm one man who will always remain a little bit of England. Destroy me. Never. You're wasting your time.
Can you think of a better way?
Being a butterfly. I've been out all night. What a terrible night. It's made a wreck of me.
It didn't do me too much good either.
Well, Frothingham, I see the island and Tondaleo have gotten to you, too.
Don't call him Frothingham. Call him Froth, him not half the man him used to be.
Thank you.
introduction, you referred to me as the First Lady of Television.
Well, you are.
Well, I'm not. The First Lady of Television was Milton Berle.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Stevie boy, I came all the way from California. Now, what do you want to do?
Well, how about some songs I've... Now, wait a minute. Settle down there.
That's the kind of an audience you have.
Yeah, I've got something else in mind. How about some songs I've done with Edie? I could sing my part, and you could do what Edie does.
I could do what Edie does?
Yeah.
If you think I came 3,000 miles to wash your socks, you're...
Well, I don't have my money in a bank.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, why don't you keep your money in a bank?
Well, I probably would if I could find one that would give me the same security as I have in my home.
Oh.
You see, I have a burglar-proof vault right here in my house.
Is that so? Well, now, I'm sure that our bank could supply a vault that's just as safe as yours.
Oh, you know, the bank has gone to great expense to build that vault. The sand hogs have been working day and night. If I'd known it was going to be so expensive, I never would have approved of it. We have just got to get Mr. Benny's account.
Now, don't worry, we will. Besides, it was my idea. I will take the responsibility. If it doesn't work, you can fire me.
Oh, I almost wish it wouldn't work.
Well, here you are, Mr. Benny.
Hey, it doesn't look bad. How deep are we?
We're 300 feet down.
Well, that might be safe.
It's also smog free.
Well...
Stop! Don't step down there.
Why not?
Landmines blow you to bits. See, it's not going to be easy to get to your vault. Follow me. Now, Mr. Benny, nobody can get past this.
Now, why not?
Well, look what happens when I break the electric beam. Nobody will ever be able to get to your money.
Including me. Not that I ever intend to take any out, you know, but I like to go in and fondle it once in a while.
Well, sir, we have taken care of that. We have a switch that disconnects the guillotine. There it is. You can proceed now.
Ladies first.
All right. Show you something very special. This is guaranteed safeguard against burglars.
That?
Yeah.
This is a wooden door. A termite could get through it.
Well, it's a decoy.
A decoy?
Yeah, stand up against it and see what happens.
Nothing frightened.
Okay, come on.
Frankly, if you expect me to keep my money here, you have to make a vault safer than this.
Oh, well, now, Mr. Benny, let's keep going. The best is yet to come.
I hope so.
Now, this water, right here, this water will stop anybody.
Well, how deep is it?
About a foot and a half.
Well, how will that stop a crook from wading across?
May I show you?
Yeah. What happened?
Piranha fish.
Piranha fish? What a picnic they'd have with Jackie Gleason. You know, by the time he could say, and away we go, he'd be gone.
Crook will be able to get past this.
Oh, yeah? All a crook has to do is take that door off its hinges and use it for a bridge.
That's a very clever idea. Why don't you try that?
All right.
Well, I'll show you, Mr. Denny. Now follow me. Come on.
Hey, that's clever. There's rocks in the water.
They're not rocks, Mr. Benny. They're snapping turtles. Okay, fellas, beat it. Now there is your vault door. And I defy any crook to get it open.
But supposing some crook is smart enough to get it open, then all my money would be stolen.
Yeah, but they have to get to the vault first.
Well, what's going to stop them?
Well, follow me, sir, and I will show you. May I have your hand?
Mr. Henry Jones, United States Treasury Department, Washington, D.C.
Treasury Department?
Yes.
Gee, Harry, I knew you loved money, but I didn't know you wrote them fan letters.
This is not a fan letter.
Oh.
Dear sir, I have just received the brochure I requested regarding the payroll savings plan for U.S. savings bonds. U.S. is capital U and capital S. You understand?
A 10-year-old child would understand that.
Unfortunately, I'm not dictating to a 10-year-old child. I had to settle for you. Gentlemen, I not only intend to install the payroll savings plan in my own company, but I am having copies of your brochure Xeroxed so that I can send them to managers of over 200 companies that our agency has serviced throughout the years. Just sign that. Yours truly, Harrison Carter.
Is Harrison 1 hour or 2 hours?
You've been working for me for 10 years. How have you been spelling it?
With 3 R's.
3 R's?
Well, that way it looks like a typo, and it's up to them to figure it out.
I wish I could figure you out.
Hi. I hope you enjoyed our little show, but if you think it really took a sales talk from Harry, my good friend Gail Gordon, to wake me up to the virtues of United States savings bonds and the payroll savings plan, you don't know Lucille Ball. I have been a supporter of the bond program as long as there's been a bond program, and I'm constantly mystified that there are still people around who don't realize that the payroll savings plan is the easiest, surest, and most painless way to build a nest egg that's ever been invented.
Gee, I there are very few Lucy shows that I've missed.
You want me to bring them all over to your house some night? They're on in the mornings, in the afternoons, and the evenings, and on Mondays you can get them 4 times, and I'm thinking of putting them under my arm and going door to door.
It is remarkable. Does that ever seem odd to you that somewhere, even as we sit here now, people are looking at you? I don't mean these people are looking at you, but I mean that someone
has
seen you do something that you did years ago.
It really does.
Like, I don't know, that idea that natives have, that they shouldn't be photographed somewhere. Your personality is now off doing something that you don't know about somewhere.
Yeah, and all the little kids walk around behind the set to see who's in there.
Yeah.
My kids did it.
Who is in there? I never have figured that out, how they get those little people to talk. Did you do the Broadway show just to get a break from the daily?
I've always wanted to do a Broadway show. I was wishing it was a little better than Wildcat was, but we had great business throughout, so I shouldn't complain, I guess, except that it almost killed me. But I love the stage. I love an audience. It's just that if you get stuck in a hit, it's 2 years out of your life at least, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's not a very nice thing to say, stuck in a hit. But that's exactly what happens. There's no other life. So I want to continue doing more theater, and of course I always do my show in front of an audience, but I don't want to do theater where I have to go 2 years in one area. I want to go 6 weeks, 6 weeks, you know, something like that.
It's hard to do that, though, isn't it, economically?
Economically, I could forget about it. You can't make any money in the theater.
I saw the other night Room Service was on with...
With the Marx Brothers.
And Lucille Ball was in that film.
Yeah, I don't know which one that was.
Yeah. Was that not a fun experience? In any way that you could talk about?
Yes, yes. Yeah. They were very close, and they were an entity unto themselves. There was no one else like them, and never has been. I guess there never will be. They were very erudite. They were very vivacious. They had lots of vitality for everything that they did.
And they chased the chicks, right?
Oh, boy. And they had a big thing about taking their clothes off. And they always waited until there were some priests and nuns in the audience. That was their pet. They welcomed everyone on the set, and then they'd strip.
That's satire, isn't it?
I would say.
Yeah.
They were flying nuns long before this one.
I read a piece in Time magazine about you. It was the year that you won, or I guess one of the first years that you won the Emmy. Lucy.
When I was pregnant?
Yeah. You were on the cover.
I'll say.
I mean...
I covered the whole cover.
And how did you get the idea of New York and show business and all of the glamour?
Vaudeville was the only thing I had seen in Jamestown. At the Palace Theater, my grandfather used to take us every Saturday to see the movie and see the vaudeville show. Mm-hmm. The only thing I'd ever seen was vaudeville, and I wanted so badly to be a part of that. Oh, I just wanted to be invited. No one knew anything about television. Certainly didn't think of being on radio. And just showbiz was vaudeville. So when I first went away to New York, I tried very hard to get into... I never met anyone in vaudeville. I was never in an agent's office. I never got any place. And I went to dramatic school, and as I've said many times before, they actually wrote my mother a letter and said she was wasting her money, which she was. I was very reticent, very awkward, very shy, and terribly homesick all of the time. I just wanted to get back home, and then I'd come back again. Finally, I was starving to death, literally. I'm walking up and down trying to get a job in vaudeville. And so I became a model to eat.
Yeah.
And I was a model for a couple of seasons.
That was in Jamestown, or?
No, here. Here in New York. Hattie Carnegie. And one hot day, I was walking down the street in July, and someone said, how would you like to go to California? And I said, I'd go any place to get out of this heat. And I went upstairs in the Palace Theater building, and some girl's mother had just yanked her out of a lineup that was leaving. That was a Wednesday, and they were leaving on Saturday, and she couldn't go, so they were stuck. And no time to test anyone, and they needed to produce 12 showgirls for Sam Goldwyn. So because I was tall enough, and because I was a model, and because I was a Chesterfield cigarette girl for that season, I fit the bill. And I went out, and I've never been back. And I've never been out of work. Yeah. Everyone says I had such a tough time. I've really had a very well-paid apprenticeship. But the biggest thing is that I've loved every minute of it, because I've been a part of the business.
And tonight, the pinnacle of your success, the Cabot Show.
When are you going to come out to the coast?
I'd like to come out there. It isn't too hot out there.
Too hot?
It's always hot out there. The heat that you went out there to escape, I always hit when I get out there.
But it's not the kind of heat that you suffer in. It's cool every night. Haven't you ever lived out there?
Yeah, I lived out there once for 6 months. I wrote for Jerry Lewis.
Oh, well, that's the heat you were feeling.
Here she is, Lucille Ball.
Thank you very much, Ed. I'm going to just take this as my big opportunity to thank everyone who's helped make I Love Lucy a good show. I'm just going to grab at the chance. First, CBS and Philip Morris for having confidence in us and backing us in our pioneering ideas. Thank you. Then the one and only Jess Oppenheimer, our head writer and producer. Love that man. Our two wonderful and talented writers who work with Jess, our youngsters, Madeline Pugh and Bob Carroll Jr., who incidentally are not married, but seem to have a great understanding of the trials and tribulations of the Ricardos. Next, a great little guy, our director, Mr. William Asher. We call him William the Conqueror, or Billy the Kid, depending on the mood we're in. Next, Mr. Carl Freund, our Academy Award-winning photographic genius. Thank you, Papa. And please thank each and every man in your crew. And, of course, Vivian Vance and William Frawley. Everyone should be fortunate enough to work with these two. They're blessed with an unfailing sense of humor, a wish to do their best at all times,
from first rehearsal on. An understandable pride in their work that has, without a doubt, been a top contributing factor to the success of Lucy. Thank you, Viv and Bill. Oh, you get so emotional up here. Now then, there's another character in our show. His name escapes me at the moment. But this guy, who seems to be in all places at once, making like an actor, a banker, a politician, in short, a producer, gets my vote as the greatest producer of all time. And I have two little Arnazes at home to prove it. Jesse, I love you, signed Lucy.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you, Ed.
Thank you very, very much, ladies and gentlemen.
You know,
I think if it wouldn't have been for Lucy, I would have stopped trying a long time ago, because I was always the guy that didn't fit. When she did my favorite husband on the radio, they said that I wasn't the type to play the part. Then finally, she wanted to do the television show, and she says, well, I want to do it with Desi. So everybody again said, well, he's not right to play your husband. Finally, one executive at CBS says, well, maybe the audience would buy him, because after all, they have been married for 13 years. And you know something, though, that I really want to tell you tonight? What Tex O'Rourke said about my first job in this country was cleaning bird cages. It's very true. We came to this country and we didn't have a cent in our pockets. From cleaning canary cages to this night here in New York, it's a long ways. And I don't think there's any other country in the world that could give you that opportunity. I want to say thank you, America. Thank you.